DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 30. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, isolated chances of rain showers late, lower 30s. And Thursday, we'll have a wintry mix early at 33. Right now, it's 32.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, the push is on this week for more virus relief as Democrats try to navigate a narrow path between GOP opposition to the size of their plan and the Senate impeachment trial next week. Democrats say they're going to move ahead swiftly on a massive new virus aid package with or without Republicans.
We want to work with our Republican colleagues to advance this legislation in a bipartisan way, but the work must move forward, preferably with our Republican colleagues, but without them if we must.
Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer plans to vote as soon as this week on a budget bill to speed virus relief on a simple majority vote. Now, it remains to be seen if President Biden and centrist Republicans could agree on a bill more targeted to those in need with a smaller third-round stimulus check than Democrats want. Agriculture's focus on seeing $13 billion in just enacted virus farm aid get out of the door to livestock, crop, and biofuel producers and in seeking any possible new aid. Incoming Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
We have got people who need to have not only their job, their small business, their farm, but children have got to go back to school.
But can the two parties agree on hundreds of billions of dollars more for schools, businesses like restaurants, states and cities, the unemployed, and a new national vaccine push? Paul Bleiber with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Well, the atmosphere on Capitol Hill is unlike anything I've ever witnessed before, just given the turbulent times we've been through in the last several weeks, obviously marked foremost by the January 6th attack on the Capitol. I think there is significant mistrust between the two parties right now. There's a great deal of skepticism about what can be accomplished.
That mistrust contributes to Democrats' push to pass a new stimulus quickly without GOP votes if necessary, while still recognizing some bipartisanship will be needed to pass other bills and move Biden's cabinet nominees like Tom Vilsack for a repeat run at USDA. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran has announced that he's joining nine other senators to meet with President Joe Biden as they look at a compromise for another round of COVID-19 pandemic relief. The current issue right now between the two parties is the price tag for the two major plans that are vastly different. But some political experts say it's not surprising that Jerry Moran is one of those trying to compromise.
He doesn't have positions that are closer to Democrats than he has to other Republicans. His moderation is in a lot of ways a moderation of style. Just the two parties are so far apart.
That was Dr. Neil Allen from Wichita State University on KWCH News. In other news, Harvey County announced yesterday that it completed its appointment scheduling for the next two distributions of COVID-19 vaccinations. KWCH News reports that they combine roughly 900 upcoming vaccine doses. The county is currently building up its future distribution vaccine waiting list for individuals 65 years and older. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home or get most of the process completed in advance so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
The Republican leading the Kansas Senate Health Committee is urging fellow lawmakers to condemn Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's decision to make state prison inmates eligible for COVID-19 vaccines now ahead of other individuals. Senator Richard Hildebrand of Galena unveiled a resolution today that calls for Kelly to reverse her policy of inoculating inmates. Kelly disclosed plans back in December to have prison inmates inoculated during the second phase of the vaccine distribution, along with individuals 65 years and older, workers critical to the economy, and people in group living situations. GOP lawmakers have been highly critical since. Kelly says the policy protects prison workers and other people. In other news, no active black farmers are left in a historic Kansas community where hundreds migrated a century ago to escape racism and poverty. The lack of black farmers in Nicodemus illustrates a nationwide decline. Back in 1910, black farmers made up 14% of the U.S. farming population, but today all account for only 1.4%. Black farmers say that racial bias at all levels of government have effectively pushed them off their lands. Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts self-isolating from the public after he was exposed to someone over the weekend who tested positive Monday for the coronavirus. Ricketts says he was near the person for longer than 15 minutes on Saturday. He had been scheduled yesterday to participate in the governor's annual wellness walk around the Capitol to promote fitness, but spoke to reporters instead through a video conferencing link. Ricketts says his contact with the person who tested positive for the virus was for business and not a social gathering, but did not identify the person. Now that voters have legalized casino gambling in Nebraska, state lawmakers are trying to figure out how to regulate the industry and use some of the revenue it generates. Members of the legislature's General Affairs Committee dug into those details in a public hearing focused on the soon-to-arrive casinos. One of the proposals considered would prohibit casino visitors from using credit cards to gamble. Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County commissioners last Monday opted out of the governor's mask mandate, implementing instead a local mandate that could be adapted or rescinded at the county level at any time. A January 26th deadline forced the decision. Otherwise, counties would remain entirely under state control until the mandate is revised or withdrawn. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting approved an $84,000 bid for roof repair at the courthouse. Recent Washington County Commissioners meetings in January have been mostly routine business. Linda Weaver was appointed Barnes Township Clerk, Matt Baker Haddam Township Clerk, and Trent Toomey Lowe Township Clerk. A discussion on the Hanover Bridge and who's responsible for repairs indicated the city would be responsible for the bridge, with Washington County responsible for the box culvert. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a contract with BG Consultants to serve as architect and construction manager on the senior transit facility. The Nemahal County Attorney was authorized to proceed with moving forward on a tax sale. Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week was mostly routine business, with committee meetings suspended due to winter weather conditions. The city of Greenleaf has issued a drinking water warning due to high nitrate levels. The issue should be resolved within 2 weeks. Nitrate in drinking water is a serious health concern for infants less than 6 months old. Do not give water to infants. Do not boil water. Boiling, freezing, filtering, or letting water stand does not reduce the nitrate level. Excessive boiling can make the nitrates more concentrated. Adults and children older than 6 months can drink tap water, as infants cannot process nitrates in the same manner. Marlene K. Sweat, age 67, of Fairbury, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel Stateline Lutheran Church of Wymore. Burial in the Fairbury Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Marlene Sweat. Nancy M. Tice, age 71, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Nancy Tice.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville celebrates National Catholic School Week this week. They strive to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God in faith and academics, virtues and values, traditions and technology, so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Christ. Brought to you by St. Gregory's PTO in conjunction with KNDY.
Hi, I'm Jackie Froggle. I teach kindergarten at St. Gregory Catholic School here in Marysville, Kansas. I will be finishing up my 36th year at St. Gregory's this spring. Today, for Catholic Schools Week, we are celebrating our students. I wanted to share some thoughts on teaching over the years. A lot has changed since I began teaching here in 1985, but the one thing that has remained constant is my love for the students and their families. As the Bible says, you must be childlike to enter into the kingdom of God. Although my role as a teacher is to do the teaching, the students teach me every single day about compassion, forgiveness, resilience, spontaneity, and a love for life in general. Last spring, when we had to go into remote learning, there was a huge void. The interaction with my students was missing. An iPad or computer cannot replace that bond. As I went to the classroom to gather supplies, the school was quiet and lifeless. No sign of laughter, talking, or singing. A school is just a building when there are no students present. I believe one of the students' favorite activities in kindergarten is to bring home our class bear, Honey Bear. The students take turns taking him home for the weekend and then writing and drawing about their experience. He has been to many places and loved by many students. Some other favorite activities I have done with my students over the years have been hunting for the gingerbread man, pumpkin investigation stations, counting up to and celebrating the 100th day of school with many activities, dressing up as what they want to be when they grow up, and the latest favorite is animal yoga. Normally, we spend one day this week at Saints Peter and Paul in Seneca, where they come to our school. This is an opportunity to build a bond between the two Catholic schools in our area. Due to COVID, we will not be able to get together this year. As a treat to our students, we will be playing different activities via Zoom with their students this year. I would like to end with a quote by Vincent van Gogh. Great things are done by a series of small things brought together. My hope is that the small things I do with my students each year will enable them to do great things.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville celebrates National Catholic School Week this week. They strive to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God in faith and academics, virtues and values, traditions and technology, so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Christ. Brought to you by St. Gregory's PTO in conjunction with KNDY. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
quiet weather across the central east, central parts of the Midwest. We have a high pressure system overhead and a large upper level trough across the central northern parts of the Rockies, kind of the western half of the Midwest. And that's going to bring some mild temperatures for this time of year as we head through the day and into tomorrow. We have a low pressure system that will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into Wednesday night through Thursday. Thursday night, some areas bringing a little bit of some rain and snow mix and some snow mixed precipitation across the upper parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, behind the system, especially into the weekend, Arctic air mass plunges and we're going to see some cold temperatures. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast. Tonight, clear skies around 30. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 50s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of rain, 33 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature early February, 43. Record high on this date, 74. The average low, 18. The record low is 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening, 5:49.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
It is the biggest day of the year for a certain toothy hedgehog. How accurate are his predictions? We will examine his track record on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year. Supermodel Christy Brinkley and musician Graham Nash share a birthday, and Pennsylvania's first Groundhog Day celebration was on this day in 1887. Most of us take the groundhog prediction as the great fun it was meant to be. But the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says they've researched Punxsutawney Phil's track record and give him an accuracy rating of only around 40%. Of course, it's all a matter of perspective. After all, six more weeks of winter weather would put springtime's arrival in mid-March. That may be bad news for some regions of the country, but in the more northern states, it would be a delightfully early spring. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter, visit almanac.com.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress, $999. Sectional with dual recliner or a Crosley washer-dryer set, all for $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Kansas City Chiefs placed a pair of backups, wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson and center Daniel Kilgore, on the COVID-19 list as close contacts as they begin their final preparations for the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said yesterday he was told of the situation on Sunday, but couldn't provide any other information. Neither of the players actually tested positive for COVID, which means Robinson, a regular contributor, and Kilgore both would need to return negative tests throughout the week to get off the list. The Super Bowl is always defined by numbers, this one perhaps more than others because there's one number, positive tests for COVID-19 this week, that no one wants to see. That was on the minds of players and coaches who gathered yesterday, virtually of course, for the kickoff to Super Bowl week. Even so, their attention was focused mainly on the week of preparations for the game, a week that will be very different for Tom Brady and other players who have Super Bowl experience. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
For the second time this season, Wichita State's Tyson Etienne is the American Athletic Conference Player of the Week. Etienne, a 6'2 sophomore from Englewood, New Jersey, scored 29 points on 5 of 10 three-point shooting in Saturday's 93-88 overtime win over UCF. Oklahoma saw its five-game winning streak come to an end just hours after cracking the top 10 in the AP men's basketball poll. Terrence Shannon Jr. scored 15 points, including four free throws in the final 39 seconds, to send 13th-ranked Texas Tech past the number 9 Sooners 57-52. The Major League Baseball Players Association has won a scheduling battle with owners. MLB will proceed with an on-time start to spring training and the season after players rejected a plan last night to delay reporting by more than a month. MLB also included the expansion of the playoffs from 10 teams to 14 and extended the designated hitter to the National League for the second straight season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in high school action. Marysville at Riley County. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover tips off at Valley Heights. Frankfort travels to Blue Valley Randolph. Axtell will host Donovan West. Washington County entertains Lynn. Centralia's home to Rock Creek. Kansas State 6:30 pregame. 7 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Expand your houseplant collection with leaf cuttings of Rex, Angel Wing, and other large leaf begonias. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fill a container with a moist, well-drained potting mix. It should be wide enough to accommodate a flattened leaf. Remove a healthy leaf and place it so the underside of the leaf is lying flat on the potting mix surface. Use a sharp knife to slice through several large veins. Anchor the leaf against the soil surface with hairpins or small stones. Set it in a bright location out of direct sunlight. Loosely cover with an open plastic bag to increase the humidity. Water the soil thoroughly with tepid water and often enough to keep the soil moist. New plants will eventually form where the veins were sliced and often by the leaf stem. Once the plantlets develop several true leaves, you can carefully dig, divide, and replant them into their own containers. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's always a good time to be grateful. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram greatly values the patronage of all their customers, past, present, and future, and pledges to continue offering helpful services and quality vehicles. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.
Imagine attempting to grow a high-value crop in the middle of one of America's largest cities. That's exactly what happens here. The story of farms among freeways is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
When most U.S. farmers are winding down their growing season, Florida's strawberry growers are just getting started.
The soil is typically tilled and prepared in September, so we're fighting the late hurricane season. Then they plant, the transplants are bare-rooted and transplanted here in October, hand-done, plant by plant. Generally, it's about Thanksgiving or so before they start harvest.
Ted Campbell shares the story from the farms near Plant City, Florida. He says these fields will continue to produce fruit into March and April. In some cases, strawberry harvest appears to take place among suburban homes.
We have urban encroachment. The proximity to Tampa, Hillsborough County, people think of the big city of Tampa not as an agricultural hub, and we've got a $350 million crop of strawberries right here. We're 40% of the agricultural income of one of the biggest ag counties in Florida, and it grows on 4% of the land. So we're a high-density, high-value crop interspersed among homes.
Weather, labor, and water are all challenges for strawberry growers. However, with so many residents in Hillsborough County that have built homes around these fields over the past century, strawberry growers have a new challenge.
I think the disconnect between urban residents and farm production is getting wider every year, that people in metropolitan America don't understand where food comes from. We do a lot of outreach to children, trying to educate third graders, particularly in this area, about all agricultural development in the state.
However, strawberry producers are doing a good job of engaging the public, and despite the challenges, the crop continues to turn a profit for many of these century-old farms. Traveling the countryside in Plant City, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.
Freeze and thaw cycles of late winter help you green up the pasture in spring. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Frost seeding is an easy and inexpensive way to renovate bare spots as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
That's looking beat up with a lot of bare spots? Spread seed on it now and you'll have new growth in the spring. This renovation method is called frost seeding. Dwayne Miller is an ag extension educator at Penn State University. He says seed is put down when the snow is gone, but the ground is still frozen. It's the freezing and thawing action this time of year that makes it work.
It's freezing up at night and then it's thawing and softening up during the day. And those freezing and thawing cycles are what's cracking or honeycombing the ground. And when you put that seed in there, the combination of the freezing and thawing, a little bit of rain maybe will help that as well. But also animal traffic and the animals tromping on that seed will help to ensure seed-to-soil contact.
Miller says legumes such as red clover are usually the most successful with this method. If you're putting down grass, orchard grass or perennial rye are good options. However, he also wants to emphasize that the germination percentage rate of frost seeding is not as successful as no-till or clean bed seeding.
But you definitely have an advantage economically, especially for the small farmer, because of the ability to get in there and use maybe equipment that's mounted on an ATV, a very small tractor, or in some cases even hand application spinning that seed on. So you kind of overcome the disadvantage of germination with some of the other economical advantages for frost seeding.
Miller says tips for success include making sure you have good soil fertility, choosing the right seed varieties for your area, and controlling grass and weed competition during the first 2 or 3 months of growth. Learn more about pasture frost seeding at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
To limit the risk for a heart attack, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center suggests listeners to eat foods low in saturated fat and cholesterol and exercise 30 to 60 minutes at least 3 times a week. And remember, a healthy heart makes a happy heart. From Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
And she I remember being a child during Easter and running around the backyard in search of all the Easter eggs my parents strategically hid. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes planning for retirement can feel just like a frantic egg hunt, but it doesn't have to. Preparing for retirement is an opportunity to think about more than saving and investing. You can think about new questions about your calling, your work, your family, and your community involvement. If you're unsure of where to start, we'll make a list of all the expenses that will continue into retirement. It should include your needs, your wants, and your wishes. You know, your needs are things like housing and food and medical care. A want might be living closer to your kids or your grandkids. And those wishes, well, maybe it's the dream home you've been putting off buying. After you create this list, set up time to meet with a financial professional who can help you work through your financial strategy to meet your goals. They'll help you understand your options and ensure your transition looks exactly how you want it to.
Beaten up by the pandemic, the cotton industry is making a comeback. Stick around for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
National Cotton Council President and CEO Gary Adams says the industry is glad to be bouncing back from a rough year. Demand dried up around March and April, and prices faltered. But, says Adams, both picked up later in the year. He says the industry's new Cotton Trust Protocol Sustainability Program should help.
We are trying to stress to growers that we believe this is necessary, the participation by producers and the success of this program is necessary to make sure that we continue to have access to all the marketing channels that we can going forward. So I do think it is an important part of not just maintaining but growing the demand base for U.S. cotton.
Adam says the Cotton Trust Protocol uses producer data to demonstrate to customers that cotton has a credible sustainability program. He adds that growers are also getting feedback from the program that helps them.
We hope they can use some of that information and maybe look for ways to be even more efficient in a few places or drive continuous improvement. And I think it has been encouraging to hear from some growers that by having that additional visibility within their data, they are seeing some aspects of their farming operation that perhaps they can look at again and see if there's some changes that they do want to make.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact Station Manager Bruce Dierking.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the push is on this week for more virus relief as Democrats try to navigate a narrow path between GOP opposition to the size of their plan and a Senate impeachment trial. Democrats say they'll move ahead swiftly on massive new virus aid with or without Republican votes.
We want to work with our Republican colleagues to advance this legislation in a bipartisan way, but the work must move forward, preferably with our Republican colleagues, but without them if we must.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer plans a vote as soon as this week on a budget bill to speed virus relief on a simple majority vote. It remains to be seen if President Biden and centrist Republicans can agree on a bill more targeted to those in need with smaller third-round stimulus checks than Democrats want. Agriculture is focused on seeing $13 billion in just enacted virus farm aid to get out the door to livestock, crop, and biofuel producers, and in seeking any possible new aid. Incoming Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
We have got people who need to have not only their job, their small business, their farm, but children have got to go back to school.
But the question is, can the two parties agree on hundreds of billions more for schools, businesses, including restaurants, states and cities, the unemployed, and a new national vaccine push? Paul Bleiberg with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Well, the atmosphere on Capitol Hill is unlike anything I've ever witnessed before. Just given the turbulent times we've been through in the last several weeks, I think there is significant mistrust between the two parties right now. There's a great deal of skepticism about what can be accomplished.
That mistrust contributes to Democrats' push to pass new stimulus quickly without GOP votes if necessary, while still recognizing some bipartisanship will be needed to pass other bills and move Biden cabinet members, including Tom Vilsack, for a repeat run at USDA. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection. And a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. As COVID-19 spreads across the country last year, it spurred the great grocery grab of 2020. It was a move to at-home food consumption not been seen since the early 1980s. The abrupt change also forced most significant shift in meat supplies. The industry had experienced diverting massive volumes of meat and other food originally intended for restaurants into retail distribution channels and grocery stores. U.S. animal protein supplies have returned to normal. Food service sales improving a little bit since the onset of the pandemic, but may not return to pre-pandemic levels until the second half of 2022. That according to a new report out from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division. Will Sawyer, lead animal protein economist with CoBank, says trends in consumer demand for at-home and away-from-home consumption are central to the profitability and viability of U.S. animal protein supply chain. He said, as the U.S. food service sector climbs out of the hole left by 2020, the animal protein sector will not only need to realign itself with survivors from last year, but also remain flexible. The importance of individual food service channel values and vary significantly by animal protein species and by producers. Some food service channels are rebounding to achieve sales growth, as evidenced by some quick service and fast casual restaurant concepts that have recorded positive comparable store sales since last summer. and PepsiCo and Beyond Meat have announced they will form the Planet Partnership LLC. It is a joint venture to develop, produce, and market innovative snack and beverage products made from plant-based protein. The joint venture will leverage Beyond Meat's leading technology and Pepsi's world-class marketing, they say, and commercial capabilities to create a scale of new snack and beverage options. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Row crop farmers use precision technology data to make decisions. New animal health technology can help cattle producers do the same on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Health industry is ramping up the use of technology to help producers maximize the value of their animals. This year, Merck Animal Health is rolling out the ability to predict health issues and female estrus on each individual. Dr. Jason Nickel is the manager of professional services for Merck's Offlex Livestock Intelligence. He says the new Animal Intelligence Unit will focus on beef and dairy.
It allows them 24-hour, 7-day-a-week access to these animals and ultimately is designed to ensure that for those that are engaged in artificial insemination or embryo transfer technologies, that they are accurately finding animals in estrus and so that they are breeding the right animal.
The animals are monitored with wearable technology. In this case, cows and heifers will be donning special ear tags.
The ear tag is equipped with an accelerometer that measures the animal's overall activity as well as its rumination. And utilizing artificial intelligence techniques such as machine learning, we can determine and identify the profile that that animal is exhibiting when she is in estrus. The producer or the designated personnel receive an alert that this individual is definitely in heat.
Nickel says in the post-weaning phase of production, the technology can help producers predict which animals will develop bovine respiratory disease. This aids in the decision of who would benefit from antibiotics and who would not. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about animal health intelligence at agriculture.com.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storms, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're still looking at pressure for soybeans and corn and wheat. March, Kansas City wheat down 6 3/4 at 618.5. May's down 6.5 at 622. March corn is down 9 now at 5.40 and a quarter. May corn is down 8.5 at 5.40 even. So not a good look for corn or Kansas City wheat. March soybeans down 14 and a quarter at 13.51. May beans down 15 and a quarter at 13.47 and a quarter. Some double-digit gains in many of the back months. March soybean meal is down 3.60 at 4.26.90. May is down 3.70 at 4.24.30. March bean oil, 64 points lower at 44.33. May bean oil is down 57 points at 43.65. So our negative issues are continuing with corn, soybeans, and wheat. Cotton is up. March cotton is up 54 points at 80.57. May's up 55 at 81.91. Things in the livestock complex are much brighter. February live cattle up 87 at 115.75. April up 45 at 122.15. All the back months are solidly green. March feeders up 102 at 138.95. April feeders up 97 at 142.05. So cattle seem to be doing quite nicely here so far today on Tuesday. February hogs up 180 at 71.35. April hogs up 215 at 77.65. So everything in the livestock complex is positive. In terms of the energy markets, March crude oil is up $1.24 at $54.79. April's up $1.22 at $54.64. Plus signs for unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas as well. Metals markets, not such good news there. February gold down $29.30 at $18.31.50. Silver and copper are also tracking lower. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimas, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos? Too? Who knew?
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down.
Don't worry,
it will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried, I'm happy.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.